Well, thanks for tuning into the Mile High Show. This is Matt Santos. And don't worry, you're not going to have to hear me talk too much tonight, because I'm here to introduce a brand new segment that we're going to make a regular feature here on the Mile High Show. And that will be Sky Daddy Conwell, as he hosts his open mic each and every Wednesday at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row. We're going to be popping in periodically, letting Sky take over the microphones and talk about his original compositions, his original songs, and then he's going to be talking with some local singer-songwriters to showcase some of their talent, as well as talk about the inspirations behind their songs. We're going to hear those backstories, as well as hearing the songs themselves right here in front of a live audience at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row. So, without further ado, let's get Sky here on the mic. Sky, now he can't hear me because I got my headphones. Wait, no. In the industry, we call them cans. I'm wearing cans on my head.
I can't hear you.
What? Sky, thanks for coming by, and thanks for taking over this portion of the Mile High Show. We still haven't thought of a name. Now, we're recording this pretty early. It's just before New Year's Eve. It's the eve of New Year's Eve, so a Wednesday night. Now, this will air in a few weeks, and we haven't at this point come up with a cool jazzy name yet. So we'll just cut all this portion out, and then we'll have a really cool intro on it. Yeah, there. So, Sky, tell me a little bit about your open mic here at the Birdcage.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Well, you know, here we are, the Birdcage, and it's Wednesday night is where I always am on a Wednesday night. For the last maybe 3 months, we've been having this open mic, polite, late night jam session where I invite some of my friends, my musician friends, and they come up here and they play with their songs. And this is the first night that we're doing an actual broadcast for the Mile High Podcast Show, and I'm very grateful to be chosen to do this the show. So anyway, let me talk about the song that I'm going to do, because we're going to be recording right here, live, at the Birdcage in Prescott. So the song that I'm going to be performing on the stage in just a few minutes here is called Pray. It's a song that I wrote maybe about 2 years ago. My divorce was final. I was having some troubles financially. I was having some troubles, and I wasn't able to see my kids for a while. And things were just really heavy in my life, and you can tell by the lyrics. It's just this is a song that I wrote, Matt, in about 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, the song was done. It was written.
Hi, Daddy. It's good to be right here at the Birdcage, in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona, right here on Whiskey Row. This is a song that I wrote all by myself. smoked a little weed today. Didn't take the pain away. There's a price I've got to pay. That's all I want to say. Just pray. I wrote another song today. A song I'll never, ever, ever, ever play. I ripped it up, threw it away. Nothing matters in here, way. Just pray.
Is Jim Soba. How you doing, Jim?
I am great, Mr. Sky. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent.
Jim is my first featured guest on the very first broadcast of the Mile High Show right here at the Birdcage. Yeah. Well, tell me about one of the songs you're going to be playing tonight.
Well, I'm going to be playing a song called Heart in Hand to start off. It's a song I actually wrote. It's one of the first songs I ever wrote when I was about, I don't know, 16, 17. And it was about leaving home.
Okay.
And I fantasized it about them, but I made it happen about the time I was 18 and eventually moved to San Francisco.
So the song is about your move to San Francisco?
More or less, yeah. That's when I first moved there and lived there and just tried to find out who I was as an individual.
So you already knew at the age of 17 or so that you were going to be moving to San Francisco. You wrote the song, and then you did move.
Yeah, I grew up in like East LA, Hollywood area, and most of my family was from the Minneapolis area. I used to go back there almost every summer, and I love those folks. They're real down to earth, you know, salt of the earth folks. And
yeah.
And LA just seemed kind of vapid and superficial, and I almost was like ashamed actually of being there. I was a little skater and surfer, and so I wanted to go to like a real city, and that to me seemed like the first or the closest real city that I could actually go to.
Cool. I'm a songwriter too, as you know, and songs that I wrote when I was 17. I can't wait to hear what you wrote. I can't wait to hear your song, because the songs that I wrote when I was 17, I'm embarrassed by Dr. Seuss or something. My songwriting has improved through the years, so I can't. You were probably born with the talent, weren't you?
I was born with something. I don't know, but it's funny. It's like when we look back at some of the first songs that we ever wrote, some of them with the innocence that they have and kind of the simplicity. Also, I was so influenced. Music saved my life so many different times in my life.
What? Really?
And including when I was young. And
it literally saved your life?
Absolutely, yeah. If music wasn't a part of my life when I was young, I actually don't know where I would have ended up. I don't know if I would have had a purpose. I don't know if I would have felt a sense of direction.
Yeah.
And because I was such a big fan, I was so influenced by some of the great singer-songwriters like Paul McCartney and Paul Simon and Cat Stevens and Billy Joel and Elton John.
Those are the greatest songwriters in the world of all time.
And so, you know, I admired their song craft so much, and I was trying so hard to write a decent song that I wasn't ashamed of in regards to lyrics, verse, chorus, bridge, just everything. And
sure.
So sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you just get lucky, you know.
You know, I identify with what you said about how music kind of saved your life. Because sometimes it's therapy, isn't it?
No, it's not sometimes therapy. It's always therapy.
It is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, songwriting, sometimes there's nothing that can help me. Except then I'll write a song, and it just resonates in my spirit.
Yeah.
So we're
lucky to be able to express ourselves. A lot of people can't, you know?
Yeah, you're right. And I don't know where I would be if I didn't have that outlet.
Right.
Just, I'm glad you said that.
That's exactly it.
So your first song you're going to do is a song about moving to California.
Yes.
And was there another song you want to do?
Moving to San Francisco.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to do, after that, the chords kind of lead into a song that I wrote after I moved to San Francisco, so it's going to be kind of a lineage.
Nice.
And that's called Sound of the City. It's about San Francisco, and it's about this view spot I used to go to on the edge of the cliffs of the Presidio. that looked overlooked the entrance of the mouth of the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was a very inspirational spot.
I bet it's an inspirational song too. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to me, and apparently some people like it.
What's the name of that one?
Sound of the City.
Sound of the City. All right, cool. And tomorrow, we're recording this the day before New Year's Eve. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. And I know the listeners, you know, are like, what are you talking about, New Year's Eve? It ain't New Year's. Well, it is for us right now. So you got a song about New Year's Eve. I hope you're going to play that one tonight.
I am. That's going to be the last song I'm going to play. And it's called New Year's Song. And, of course, New Year's brings, you know, thoughts of hope, thoughts of faith, thoughts of maybe a little intrepidness going into it. And so hopefully that when I sing that song, hopefully it communicates that. And, you know, it's kind of almost like a second shot sometimes if the previous year sucked.
Right.
You know, you hope that the next year will bring more prosperity, health, well-being for the people that you love and your community.
A song of hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the name
exactly
of that song?
What it is.
What's the name of it?
New Year's Song.
New Year's Song?
Yeah.
All right. Right to the point. When you moved to California, you have recordings of some of these songs, right?
All these songs are available on iTunes under the name Jim Sobo.
Okay. Jim Sobo, that's S-O-B-O.
It is. It's S-O-B with an O.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't want to. I didn't mean to insult you there. I didn't realize what I was saying. No, you're a really nice guy. You are not an S-O-B. But
right?
S-O-B-O is how you spell your last name. I didn't mean. I hope I didn't offend you.
I used to be a teacher, and my students used to really like that one. In fact, I think they actually came up with that one.
Oh, man. Sometimes you say things, and I didn't even realize what I was saying.
Yeah.
So
impressionable youth.
It's so great to have you here. I can't wait to hear your songs, Jim.
Oh, thank you so much, Guy. I really appreciate the invitation.
We have a little bit of time before you're going to play your songs. I want you to talk a little bit about the Howlin' Coyote Tour.
Howlin' Coyote Tour. So I moved here approximately about 13 years ago. And when I first moved here, I kind of quit the business. I got lucky. I placed a song in media, and I got a little bit of money out of it and moved the whole family here. And and then started to go out and go to a place here in town that has a great outdoor stage.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. It used to be called Coyote Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And which is actually why it's called the Howling Coyote Tour.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The Howling Coyotes were the singers up on stage that I was inspired by. And I found some great original singer-songwriters who write their own music, play their own music, sing their own music. And that became the criteria of taking these folks. I wanted to expose them to a larger fan base and a larger audience. So I would take them up to the San Francisco Bay Area each year. And we do go as far south as Monterey and as far north as Napa, as far east as Walnut Creek, get a little bit of radio, a little bit of press, and just expose them to a very rich and supportive musical community, especially for acoustic singer-songwriters.
Awesome. You and I kind of have the same vision. Right. We were both passionate about singer-songwriters and songwriting, getting the songs to the public. You go to California. You still do this every year, right? So you go to California where people kind of know you, and they're looking for. This happens every year, so people kind of come and they want to see these new people. I'm kind of starting this big show right here at the Birdcage at Historic Prescott, getting on the computer so people can kind of hear all these singer-songwriters.
Yeah, and we just celebrated our 10th year doing it, and I mean, to support others, you know, is a big part of your own discovery. You know, I mean, if I wasn't inspired and if I wasn't such a big fan of new, old singer-songwriters and other stuff that's going on out there, I'd just kind of be dead in the water. You know, I wouldn't have any place to take the next step.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad. I'm really looking forward to hearing your songs. You're our first guest right here at the Mile High Podcast.
It is an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor for me too. It's mutual.
Yeah, and Sky, you're probably one of the hardest working guys here in town, and always positive, always great energy.
Except when I call you an SOB by mistake.
You can call me an SOB anytime that you want. Only you.
You're awesome, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's called Heart and Hand.
Thank you.
between a storm and the sunshine all around. I like the way it feels, leaving all I've known before, place I've never been, with heart in hand. Heart in hand with the sense of passion, facing the wind, leave memories behind. Heart in hand to a new beginning, not knowing where I'm going or who I am. Clouds passing by, corner of my eye, and green all around. In the rearview mirror, skyscrapers in line, I leave them all behind. Heart in hand with a sense of passion, facing the wind, leave memories behind. Heart in hand to a new beginning, not knowing where I'm going or who I am. Cloud, time waits patiently for me. The world is in a spin, and life is passing by. Try to be happy when I'm down. The world is in a spin, and now it's time to fly. Feel the wheels beneath my feet taking me away on a journey across this land. Though I've known it all before, couldn't find the door. Now I know just who I am. Heart in hand with a sense of passion, facing the wind, leave memories behind. Heart in hand to a new beginning, not knowing where I'm going or who I am. Knowing where I'm going with heart in hand. Thank you so much. Here's a song about San Francisco. As the fog rolls in over the bay, my thoughts go back to yesterday, a time of innocence, time to explore, a rite of passage through life's door. I've gotten older, the grip of this life has taken its hold on me. Feel the wind, sound of the city, and once again it sets me free. As I walk down Fillmore Street, get a cup of coffee and a paper to read, I look at the people and I have to smile. No, in the end it's been worthwhile. I've got grip of this life has taken its hold on me. Feel the wind, sound of the city, and once again it sets me free. Look at myself, look at the bridge, look at the smile on my face. Realize part of me will always be in this place. As I walk down Fillmore Street, get a cup of coffee and a paper to read. I look at the people and I have to smile. No, in the end, it's been worthwhile. Thank you so much. All right, here's the last song. This song's called New Year's Song. And for any of the folks in here that are locals, a lot of us refer to New Year's Eve as amateur hour down here at the Row. So be safe tomorrow, and may 2016 be a prosperous and healthy year for the ones that, for yourself and the ones that you love. Show the world what I've got. Ain't no preacher, sure as hell ain't no saint. Got a picture to paint. Here's another New Year's song. Raise a glass, toast where we belong. Trust and faith still find their way to this New Year's feeling starts to fade. Trying to get back, find my groove, some inspirational move. I've got this power by my side, taking me to new heights. Here's another New Year's song. Raise a glass, toast where we belong. Hope and trust and faith still find their way till this New Year's feeling starts to fade.
Just heard, and there's some interviews that we did that you didn't hear, and you can find out some information about the songs, some behind the scenes kind of things. You can also look it up on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. And you know what, Jim, you have your own show that Matt did over at MileHighShow.com. episode number 12 was all about Jim. So if you really liked what you hear, go check out episode number 12 at milehighshow.com. And Jim, I would be honored if you did one more song for us. Can you do one more song?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sky.
Yeah.
All right, here's a song that got a little bit of radio play. It's called Insane. Gets the best of both me and you. I can't explain all the answers anymore. What life holds in store. Be open, be honest, be your best. Well, I'm getting so tired. Seems that life is just a test. All I know these days is that I love you. If it does not show, must be insane. Don't ever wander too far, 'cause I need you more and more. Hey, every day. Fighting my way through this big city life. Stress and frustration along for the ride. Changing of the season, changing of the mood. Hold up my pride for you. Concentrate, stand up straight, tighten your belt. Well, it's all a charade if we cannot be our hell. All I know these days is that I love you. If it does not show, must be insane. Don't ever wander too far, 'cause I need you more and more. 'Cause I need you more and more. Hey, every day. Hey, hey, hey.
That was amazing, everybody. Once again, don't forget to check out milehighshow.com. And if you're already listening to milehighshow.com, don't forget to come out here live in person every Wednesday at the Birdcage from 9 to 11 for the Sky Daddy's late night open mic polite jam session. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jim.
What was that again?